With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Interested in learning more about the workings of Washington's wine industry? Then check out a new podcast, Somlight, put together by the Washington Wine Commission. The Commission's David Flaherty hosts Somlight, which is available in three different formats.
There's a 1.5-minute social media teaser, that we call it, that goes out at the start of each week. That just kind of gives you the 1-minute version of what it's like to get to know these people. Then there's a 10 to 15 minute edited, produced version that we put on all over social media. And then there's the long form audio podcast for those that like to listen to podcasts. So you can either dial into the short one, the long form, or all three and really have a different experience.
To find Somlight, Flaherty says it couldn't be easier, beginning with their website.
Somlight.com, also our website for the Washington State Wine Commission is washingtonwine.org. We have a new website called drinkforraw.com, and under the people section, you'll have a whole page just on Somlight.
Flaherty says they hope to make Washington wine relatable.
There's a unique spirit in Washington, right now in particular. There's an energy here. There's a collaborativeness here. There is a sense of experimentation. There's a sense of we're just getting started, but we have really got our feet on the ground. We're on the world stage now, and our best years are yet to come. And as an industry, we're really building those bridges to the future.
Learn more at somlight.com or the Washington State Wine Commission website, washingtonwine.org, or the new website, drinkforwa.com. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, let's talk about the process of getting pesticides registered.
All pesticides, even organic, are regulated through the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. A company can spend over $330 million on regulatory and development costs, including residue work, environmental fate, toxicity to animals and non-target organisms, formulations, crop safety, and efficacy against the targeted pests. Then finally, after about 10 years, we can write a label recommendation for use.
And that process takes 10 years?
At least sometimes, upwards towards 15 years on a 17-year patent. Once the data package is submitted to the EPA for their review, add another 2 to 3 years before the pesticide is registered. Very few of the experimental products that I test in my R&D role even make it to the market. But every so often, a product makes it through all the hurdles and gets registered.
Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.